Chattahoochee historical, you know, you know, what do you call it, preservation, where they have, like, you know, trails where you can go and see, you know, animals and stuff like that, and activities for kids. What else? You know, some of the churches. A lot of churches have been here for a long, long time, like, you know, Roswell, United Methodist, even the black churches, you know, Pleasant Hill, Zion. Those are considered, you know, historical places. And even they have the Black History Celebration in Roswell, too. Excuse me, where they have a lot of activities for celebrating Black history, which I think is in itself is unique. It separates Roswell from a lot of towns, because you drive in Roswell around Black History Month, you know, in February, and you see the banners hanging from the street lights everywhere. It says Roswell. They call it Roswell Roots. And when I see that, when I first saw that, you know, when they, you know, started doing it, you know, a few years back, I was like, man, this is big for Roswell, because it's, you know, it's putting Roswell on the map as far as, like, you know, getting other diverse, more diversity coming to Roswell. And I consider Roswell already diverse then, so it's even grown more diverse. And I think Roswell is trying to show people that, you know, it's the best city that you can live in, it's, you know, in this area.
So with did they celebrate Black History for the whole month, the Roswell Roots, did something for the whole month?
Yeah, for the whole month they have, actually they send out pamphlets, and if you're a resident of Roswell, they send out pamphlets in, like, your bill. Because I get it when I get my water bills, you know, every month, they'll send, like, a little pamphlet that says it's actual a program which goes to each sequence of events of what's going to be happening throughout the month of February in the church, you know, in all the churches that are involved, you know, the specific venues as far as, like, the park, or, you know, the city hall. Something like that. It's really fascinating when you look at it, and, you know, just gives all types of history, you know, for kids up until, you know, older adults, what they can look at and what they can participate in. And it's just unique, because I don't see any other city, you know, besides Atlanta, that implements that type of thing as far as, like, you know, for Black history. Celebrating Black history.
Yeah.
Not that I know of. I mean, they may do it, but not on a level like Roswell does. I mean, I've driven through other towns, like, you know, Norcross, Marietta, and stuff like that. And I don't see banners hanging from their, you know, from their streetlights, you know, big banners saying Roswell Roots, you know, celebrating Black history on each, you know, city streetlight. And that to me is amazing that Roswell does that every year. It makes you feel good, you know. Coming from a city like this, I can say I'm proud to be from Roswell, because, hey, they recognize, you know, other cultures. They recognize diversity.
That's real cool. Mm-hmm. Can you tell me about, I mean, when you were growing up, and you're not really, you're fairly young, so besides whites and blacks, what other races, ethnicities were here and are here?
Back when I was growing up, other races that I encountered were Asian, Native American, what else? Some Hispanic. Really wasn't that many other, you know, races besides black and white. I mean, you had a trickle of, you know, like I said, Asians and, you know, Hispanics and stuff like that, but you didn't really have that much of other cultures when I was a kid. Now it's a totally different story. But